This recording, Columbia 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much neater for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she had missed either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a very beautiful but small city located in the department of Boyacá, which is called Chiquinquirá. It is one of the main religious cities in Colombia due to the fact that every year many tourists and foreigners come here to visit the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Chiquinquirá and to see the picture of the Virgin of Chiquinquirá, which is considered a miracle. Chiquinquirá has a very colonial and Spanish style, and the houses are very similar to the ones in Tunja and in Bogotá. Although we don't have many things to do here, because we don't have any malls or any escalators at all, I can say that we are in a very good position because we can just travel or drive for an hour and we are going to find cities and towns with all the weathers, like cold, warm, and very hot. In regards to my family, I can say that we are a very united family. My family is composed by my dad, my mom, my sister, and I. My father lives in Bogota because of his job, and my mom and my sister live in Chiquinquirá, while I am living in Tunja because of my bachelor's degree. Yo nací en una ciudad bastante hermosa pero pequeña, en el departamento de Boyacá, la cual se llama Chiquinquirá. Chiquinquirá es una de las ciudades religiosas más importantes de Colombia, ya que muchos extranjeros y turistas viajan cada año a ver la Basílica de Nuestra Señora del Rosario de Chiquinquirá y a ver el cuadro de la Virgen de Chiquinquirá, que es considerado un milagro.
La arquitectura y las casas de Chiquinquirá son muy coloniales y tienen un estilo español. Y aunque no hay muchas cosas por hacer en Chiquinquirá, ya que no tenemos ningún centro comercial o escaleras eléctricas, puedo decir que estamos bien localizados, ya que con solo manejar una hora o menos podemos encontrar ciudades y pueblitos con todo tipo de climas, desde frío, tibio a muy caliente. Respecto a mi familia, puedo decir que somos muy unidos. Mi familia está compuesta por mi mamá, mi papá y mi hermana. Mi papá vive en Bogotá debido a su trabajo y mi hermana y mi mamá están viviendo en Chiquinquirá, mientras que yo vivo en Tunja por la licenciatura que estoy estudiando.